This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message from the Gospel of Luke, the 3rd chapter, about the baptism of Jesus. I don't know about you, but one of the most common questions I've been asked over my years in the ministry was, why was Jesus baptized? Why was the perfect, sinless Son of God baptized? And we shared 3 words, that he was baptized as an act of identification with us, as a declaration of who he was, and as an example for all of us. 1 Peter 2:21 says everything Jesus did was for our example. Let's continue with the conclusion of this message from Luke, the 3rd chapter. I want to go back to that first illustration, this counselor who said, every adult today is living with either the benefit or in recovery of the influence of a parent. What does that say to you today? Are you living in benefit or recovery? Or both? And are the children that God has brought into your life, if you're a parent, are they living in benefit or are they living in recovery of your influence in their life? It's good food for thought. And no, there are voices from the cellar and there are voices from the balcony. But today we hear the voice of God who spoke at the baptism of Jesus. You're my son. That's the voice I want you to hear. Let me tell you why you'll hear that voice. The Bible says in Corinthians, Paul says that no man or woman calls Jesus Lord except by the Spirit of God. Now that's an interesting statement. Think about that. Nobody calls Jesus Lord except by the Spirit of God. And here's how I understand it. The Holy Spirit of God somehow, some way, speaks to your spirit and my spirit, where we live inside, and says to our spirit, Jesus is who he claimed to be. He is the Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. And that voice speaks to my spirit and to your spirit. You know what? Some people are praying for somebody in their family and say, God, he needs to straighten out his life. No, he needs to hear the voice of God. My daughter needs to straighten out her life and fly right and get her act together. No, she needs to hear the voice of God. And that's what we need to pray for. God, speak to my husband, speak to my wife, speak to my son, speak to my daughter, speak to my parents, speak to my brother or sister, to their spirit that Jesus Christ is Lord. When that happens, life's never the same. Life's cut in two. And there's a finality to the old life and a new beginning, whether it's in a divorce situation, whatever. There's finality to the grave. And when you're buried with Christ, there's a finality to the past life and a beginning of a new life. Buried with Christ in the likeness of his death, raised in the likeness of his resurrection. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us about the baptism of Jesus, maybe in a new way for somebody. Never thought about why Jesus was baptized. They'd heard about it, but had no idea why. He did it as in an act of identification. Just as Alan, that father, said, I want to identify with my son who has cancer. I'm going to shave my head. A simple thing, but it meant something to the son, and it meant something to the dad. It was a powerful act of identification. You identified with us when you were baptized. The declaration was made who you are, the Son of the living God, and it's an example to us today, even in 2016. Thank you for your example. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, in the moments we have left, a reminder of our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. A reminder of something new on our website. It's called Visual Stories. It's not only something you listen to, it's something you watch on crosshope.org. Why don't you look at it this week? That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.